arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hi, everybody. It's Jess here, host of the Babe AF podcast. I don't normally upload these videos to Zoom, so you're going to come along with me while I record an episode. So thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited. I definitely cracked my screen on my computer like maybe an hour and a half ago. Always a good time. I can't really see the top of the screen. Let me see if I can pull it down. If I can get high enough up there to pull it down. I'm not sure where it ends nor where it begins. So this can be very interesting to navigate in leaving the screen. Okay, well, we're gonna fly by the seat of our pants. So today's episode is entitled, "Do Not Marry Someone Until You Honestly Can Answer These Questions." I've never really talked about my marriage a lot on this podcast. So interestingly enough, I found this from an Instagram post, and it's fem_infopreneurs on Instagram. So I am going to read it through, and then I'm going to process. I'm going to tell you some key tips that make my marriage sustainable, if you will. And I'm not a relationship counselor. Don't take everything you hear in this episode to heart, because I feel like, first and foremost, disclaimer is that you're really going to want to dive into who you are as a person before you get into a relationship with someone else, so that you can honestly fulfill your needs, their needs, and the needs of the relationship. Okay, let's dive in. Do not marry someone until you can honestly answer these questions. And I just saw the first slide which says this, so I don't even know what's in here. So we're going to just wing it a little bit. First one, am I with a good person? Knowing that what you know about your partner today, would you vouch for them if they were a friend? Number two, what am I doing to hold us back? This one is important. Have you ever seen two people sit across from one another in silence at brunch as though they were being forced to walk through their date together? Not fun. Am I happy in this relationship? The idea of sharing a life together is not to find someone to complete you or make you happy. But let's face it, being unhappy at home can seep other areas of your life into. Oh, can seep into other areas of your life. Next up, are we growing together? Being a human being living on this earth, we all have a right to grow and develop and create a full life for ourselves. Are you and your partner still indulging in your passions and growing as individuals? Is the relationship balanced? Do you feel you're both on the me page in terms of compromise, or are support, effort, and sacrifice more important?
Or is one of you doing the most of the vying for these things while the other just sits with their hand out to receive it? Next up, if you're serious about changing your life, then you must follow at thebabeafpod.com. I'm just kidding. These questions were from Victoria Jagini. So it's BIKTORIA.JAGINI on Instagram. So I have a couple of thoughts. Okay. First and foremost, I think the key to my sustainable and successful marriage thus far is that we have not given up on what we want out of life, what we want in a partner, what we want in a relationship, what we want for our goals, and then what we need from each other, what we will accept from each other, what we will give to each other, and what we will sustain in a relationship. And trust me, we've been married for almost 12 years in December, and there are highs, lows, valleys, peaks, pits. We're on a roller coaster in life, right? So I feel like if you're waiting to choose a partner that is perfect for you, that is an inconceivable opportunity for you because no one is perfect. When I met my husband, we met February 4th. We moved in together August. We were engaged in February. We were married in December. So we met, got engaged, and were married in 18 months. I know some people that have been together as boyfriend, girlfriend in a committed relationship for 10 plus years, have never been engaged, and will never get married. It depends on you as a person, what works best for you in the day-to-day, the hour-to-hour, the minute-to-minute, because that's who you want to choose to spend your life with. Is there a better partner for me than my husband? No. I say that because you grow into together and alongside each other on this acceptance of your life with this person. And I don't mean that like you're settling, because that's not what it is. It's a matter of navigating through life, the tough, the easy, the challenging, the disappointing, the determined, all of that. Please say cliche bullshit. Find someone that you're okay to sit on the kitchen floor with and have a conversation and talk about tough shit or easy stuff. Or they're the first person you want to talk to when something exciting happens. My challenge for you is to find, not even really find, right? Mine was unexpected, to seek partners. That's the same as find. That's a fucking adjective of find. So I'm sorry. Put yourself in relationships that are growing, fruitful, exciting, hilarious, mind you, and stop worrying about what that person looks like now, because the great part of choosing a life and living a life alongside someone, like a spouse or a significant other, is that you get to watch them become the best, worst, most excited, most depressed, most valuable human on the planet. Because you get to watch from day one to their last breath the longevity of their life. And so, what I recommend you do is find someone that you can laugh with, you can be your most authentic self with, that you can really couple into a relationship where you say to yourself, I don't want to go through the bad if I can't go through the happy with this person. And I don't want to go through the exciting if I can't go through the tumultuous bullshit of life, the scary shit, the stuff that really brings you to your knees. And when I mention sitting with someone on the kitchen floor, if you guys don't know, we have all of our important conversations sitting on the kitchen floor, one side of the kitchen to the other, so that we are no more than 4 feet apart from each other. And we can really get down to the nitty-gritty. And the kitchen floor is always cold. So if you're having a heated argument, if you lay down on the floor, like an instant self-soothing, soul refreshing moment. Okay. But most important conversations we've ever had in our relationships and our marriage have just been on the kitchen floor. They can include whiskey and wine, they can include tears and yelling and screaming. And I would not want to choose someone else for this life than my husband. So keep choosing people that choose you back. That's my number one takeaway. If you're getting into a situation where you're like, I'm choosing myself first and I'm not even like third on their list. Don't expect to be number one in Chris's life all of the time, but I'm important. I'm top three. No, I'm just saying, like, my main point of encouragement is make sure you guys laugh all the time and don't give a fuck about what anyone else thinks about your relationship. Because I know for a fact when Chris and I got together, when we got married, when we literally did things that were easy, everyone around us was like, why is it not complicated? But also, is that really going to work out? I'm sure of that. There are supporters and there are people that are questioning your relationship, but the reason why I believe they do that is because they want what's best for you in that point in your life. And I'd say 13 years in, we're doing okay, right? We have been doing the most right now, emotionally, physically, like taking care of ourselves. And I couldn't ask for a better partner in crime sidekick. And a man to sit on the kitchen floor with me. So those are my qualities I take into a valuable relationship right now. They can obviously change later on. I also told him that when he dies before me, because God forbid I have a little bit more longevity in my lineage, not that I want him to leave anytime soon, but I know that he's it for me and he's ruined it for me, for everybody else. So I'm taking that with me right in here. And I'm excited for you guys to find that as well. So what do you think about those questions that were at the beginning of this episode? I think they're very interesting and thought-provoking for sure. I think one of my favorites is the one that says, are we growing together? Because I feel like a lot of people, just closing the episode, that go into relationships thinks they're going to be that same person the entire time that they're together. The hot, the sexy, the flattering, the complimentary, the man who says the affirmations and mows the yard, or the woman that is always put together or always stating her mind. There are ebbs and flows in your life where you have a soft girl era, you have a fierce motherfucker era, you have a badass bitch era, you have, I'm just going to be inclusive and isolate myself for a while era. You're going to have your Taylor Swift era, all 15 of those fucking things. I love it, but you know what I mean? You're going to have your Queen Herbie moment. If you know, you know. And then you may have your Kelsey Ballerini moment. So here's what I want you to take with you is that make your relationships yours. Hold them close, make them important, and continue to be the badass bitch that you are. And that's today's episode. I'm going to try and figure out how to get out of this Zoom. And I hope you guys have an amazing day. I love you so, so much. And we'll see you back on Monday for another episode of the Unfuckery Chronicles. The UFCs, if you will. And if you've not listened to the two episodes this week, please go ahead and go back and do that. The podcast is back. I'm super excited for you guys to be, for me to be all up in your ears. And don't fret. New episodes of Saloon Sleuths are coming back as well. Just need to get a little bit more of my shit together. So I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Peace and toodles. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.